First of all, on behalf of my superiors of the Institute of Christ the King, I wish all of you a very blessed and happy Easter. Secondly, I have to thank the choir and all of the altar boys and the volunteers who helped with the flowers. Thank you for all of your work for making this a very successful and beautiful Triduum. Expurgate virtus fermentum, ut sitis nova conspersio sicut estis ad sine. Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new paste, as you are unleavened. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today, after a long Lent, we celebrate the joy of Easter. Our Lord's mission on earth, all of his life, all of the mysteries we celebrated from Advent, was for this time of Easter. Indeed, St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "And if Christ be not risen again, your faith is vain, for you are yet in your sins. Then they also that are fallen asleep in Christ are perished." It was not enough for our Lord to become incarnate or to suffer and die for us to deliver us from the death due to us for our sins. It was necessary for him to rise again to give us eternal life. St. Paul tells us in the epistle to the Romans that he rose again for our justification, that he might bring us the perfect and eternal life which he merited for us by his death and which shines so brightly in him. By the mystery of Easter, we are able to enter into the splendid life of his glorified body. It was his life's mission to destroy our sins by dying for us, to restore to us the promise of eternal life. Our Lord is the realization of the Paschal Lamb who was slaughtered but gives life, redemption, deliverance, and eternal life. He is the new Moses, leading us on the new Exodus from the slavery to the devil in our sins. He instituted the sacrament of baptism into a new life of grace to save us from our sins. By this, we are members in the church in which we can have this fulfilled promise of eternal life. St. Paul tells us in today's epistle to get rid of the old leaven of corruption and sin, since even a little leaven corrupts the whole lump. We must become a new man who feasts with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. At the same Passover meal, the Last Supper, the apostles were ordained bishops of the church. Their first act as the College of Bishops the very next day was to betray our Lord. While it is true that Pentecost hadn't happened yet, one would still expect them to have shown more courage after the example of St. John, the youngest of them. They failed then, but we know that all of them, except the beloved apostle, died for the faith, to a man. We too should not expect God to abandon us if we find that we were unable to be faithful to our Lenten resolutions. The apostles started out as weak men, but in time, as they grew in the virtues, they became strong enough to die for our faith. We too are not at the strength that we should be in order to go to heaven. But rest assured, if we have made even the smallest effort to be faithful to God's grace, he will see it and it will count for us as an advance towards heaven. We should continue to make progress and not give up. It is the best response for this love of God for us. Only if we have overcome the darkness of sin can we gaze on the glory of the risen Christ, who appears in our midst in the celebration of the Mass. As the Magdalene found him in the garden on Easter morning, so we find him this morning in the house of God. Here on our altar, he becomes a Paschal Lamb. We take him into our hands and offer him to the Father as our Easter gift, a pure, holy, and unspotted host. But we know that this gift of ours, pure and holy as it is, can profit us only if we are united to it spiritually. That is only insofar as we share in the life of the risen Christ, having overcome sin, the world, and the devil. If we turn away from our past lives and apply ourselves with as much zeal to living according to the commandments as we did when we gave ourselves to sin, we can be sure of attaining heaven with our Lord. Let us pray that God will replace the leaven of malice and corruption in our souls by one of sincerity and truth. O Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.